Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike Breen, who was a very long and very talented part of the fan and now still the voice of the finals, the voice of the Knicks, does a great job with the NBA Finals. The threesome has become a... just a great listen, you guys, on the NBA Finals with Jackson and the absolute out of his mind Jeff Van Gundy, who really, you know, was the most really buttoned down guy in history as a coach and has become zany as a broadcaster.
Well, he was like that when he was in front of the camera.
Right.
But always had a wicked sense of humor.
Always did, yes. But he's actually become, he's in the weird, you know, he's talking about Rihanna and, you know, all kinds
his
of
mind
anything
wanders.
That comes into his mind. But they do a great job. And, you know, that was only, unfortunately, it was only five games. It was a thread away from being more, but it was very intense, you know, and a lot of star-studded action in that series.
Well, the storylines were pretty compelling.
Right, and a lot of big firepower, a lot of stars.
Right, the individual stars are the elite stars in the league. By the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
This is a story I always remember. I was working when FAN started. Remember the very first day FAN came on the air.
Right.
And I was working at WNBC. They had a sports talk show at night with Dave Sims. And we were all in anticipation somebody's going to be our competition. So we were gathering around the radio, we're listening, and we listened like for the first couple of hours to the debut of WFAN, and I think they had updates every 7 minutes. It was unbelievable how they had so many updates. And we started laughing, saying, this will never last. There's no shot. It will never last, 24-hour sports. And we went back to work thinking we're okay. We went out of business about 2 years later, and here we are.
Well, you know, it's funny. The first time you and I ever met was you were the producer when I was doing the shows. Remember, I did a book with Pete Axelm, the late great writer for Newsweek, called Inside Football, and I had to go on your show. As I did the college football and Pete wrote the NFL, and I went on your show, and that's the first time we ever met, was I did that show one night. That was the first time we ever met. You were the producer.
I remember I'd asked you because I think it was around the draft.
Right.
And we'd had a couple of guests on the draft.
Right.
And they all came in with all their notes and stuff, and you walked in, you didn't have any notes, and when I took you from the green room in,
yeah, I remember
you,
that. Said
to, you forgot your notes. Where are your notes? And no, you didn't have any notes.
I said, I don't have any notes. Yeah, that was true. It's your story. I remember that very well. And obviously, Breen, who has become a, you know, one of the top play-by-play guys in the business and spent his career on IMUS for many years. How many years did you do IMUS?
14 total.
That's amazing when you think about it. 14. You know, it's amazing when you think about it, that Don's been gone. You know, Don never saw this studio we've been in for like a decade. Dog never saw it. So it's amazing how much time has passed since they've been gone. It really is. Don will be on in a little while, but 14 years you did with Don.
14 years. I was fired 23 times in 14 years, yeah. And I had 7 years of therapy.
And now that you were on about 28 years because you actually had an alter ego. Yes, you actually were two people at once.
Well, Bill from White Plains was my favorite character. And yes. I remember every once in a while I would go out and do a nickname on the road somewhere. And someone would come up and say, oh, I'm a big IMUS fan. And they would say, did you ever meet that guy, Bill, from White Plains?
Absolutely. He was legendary.
And I couldn't break their heart. So I always said, you know, I never met him, but I hear he's just a really nice man.
He was. It was a really.
He was very complimentary.
He was a really nice man. And how many years now have – this is going to be just killer. How many years have you done the NBA Finals?
This year was the 12th.
12 years. My God, it goes so – 12 years. And you've done the Knicks how many years?
This year was the 25th.
That is scary when you think about it.
It's for me, it's unfathomable.
25 years on the Knicks and 12 years on the NBA Finals. That's unbelievable. That's an amazing run, 12 years on the NBA Finals.
I'm just holding my breath that somebody doesn't figure it out.
Well, no one's going
to
figure it out. You do a great job on the Finals, just, you know, being humble. But 12 years, that's amazing. It really is. It goes so fast.
It's. I take it as an honor.
I remember when your kids were little. Now they're grown up. So, I mean, it just shows you. You know, you see your kids now, like, I remember when they were playing with, went in your house and they were playing with little, like, men on the table, you know, like little army men.
Absolutely. And now they're grown up. They're adults with jobs. And it's crazy to think. But it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride. And FAN was such, you know, such an integral part of, you know, me starting with my career. And I did a college basketball show. I don't know if you remember that. Called the College Basketball Beat. That is still one of the favorite things I've ever done in my career. And the highlight was I got to interview John Wooden for a half an hour once.
Wow.
And it was the most amazing thing just to talk to somebody so legendary like John Wooden.
You know, it's funny, because of the Greeny hasn't been on the fan a lot because of the whole separation with ESPN and everything once they started in the business and stuff, but used to be a fixture. I mean, you used to be on fan all. I mean, not only just with Imus, but you were on all the show. You were on everything. I mean, you were on all the time.
So I was allowed to go on your program.
Yes, you were allowed. I'm surprised you're here today, as a matter of fact. Might have something to do with that. I did the 30 for 30, so that gave me some, you know, a little bit of a pass for a couple of days, which actually comes on July 13th, the hour-long 30 for 30 will air on ESPN, the Mike and the Mayor Dog one. It's
I've seen it.
Yes, it's good.
It's incredible.
It really is.
Anybody who lived it will absolutely
it's
love
good.
It because
yeah.
it brings back all those
memories.
It's
funny, too. It's funny. I mean, it is funny. I laughed. Absolutely. So all those years on the final, it's unbelievable. It really is when you think about that. You know, when, you know, in the beginning, you pinch yourself. Now you're a grizzled veteran doing that. You know that? How many years have you been with the same team?
That's what I was going to say. That's what makes it, for me, so much fun because Jeff has done it 11 of the 12.
Right.
Mark has done it because he left for Golden State for a few years, 9 of the 12.
So he's actually done – I wouldn't have thought he did 9. He actually did 9.
Yeah, and the – you know, when I first got started doing NBA broadcast, Jeff was the assistant coach for the Knicks. Mark was a player. So in many ways, we've all grown up together.
You
talk about kids. I remember when their kids were little – and to have that kind of comfort level and familiarity with them, it's, as you know, it's maybe the most underrated part of the business to have that kind of chemistry and be able to have the same broadcast team year in and year out.
All right, listen, you are the voice of the NBA, so I have you here hours away from the draft. You are the voice of the Knicks. I have you here while the world is waiting to see what happens to Porzingis and whether he would be traded. Give me some thoughts first on the draft and give me some thoughts on Porzingis. But first, the draft this evening. Give me an overview on the draft.
Well, I'm always hesitant to mention any of the players because I don't watch the college game. It's hard for me to watch both, so I don't. But what I'll say this, what Golden State has done because of, you know, the level they're playing at, you're going to see, in my opinion, two different strategies from teams. One strategy is going to say, all right, we can't compete with these guys. Let's just rebuild. We'll take 3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
And then when they get older, then we'll have a chance. But then you'll have the others who will say, you know what, we're going to make moves that we never would have made in the past. We've got to do something now. We've got to make something special happen now. Otherwise, we have no shot at competing for a title. So I think you'll have two different strategies.
Could you fathom Porzingis being traded this evening?
I can't imagine that happening. He's a franchise player who's 21, who has already shown he can handle New York. He loves New York. He's got this desire not to be a good player. He has a desire to be a great player. He's got a tremendous work ethic. He made a big mistake. He should have never skipped the exit meeting.
Right.
But that stuff can be forgiven. The league has changed. It's not just owners and coaches are in charge. The players are in charge, too. That's just the way it is, more like or unlike most of the other leagues. But in terms of you have a known commodity as a franchise player, boy, if you make a trade, you better get a ransom in return.
How many years, and you watch him day in and day out, how many years can LeBron James, and I've seen a little slippage on the defensive end, plus you're asking him to play such demanding amount of minutes at that pace now, which is insane. How many years do you think we can see him still be the factor that he is? Is more than two reasonable? I mean, could it be that longer than that? I mean, I keep waiting for the year where all of a sudden it just falls apart, where you just say, all right, listen, he gave you everything he had, and the parts start falling apart. I mean, you just expect that to happen.
Right. You never know when that one year when the decline starts.
Right.
He has, in my opinion, you're right about the defense, can't play it as consistently,
not as long,
tenaciously as he did.
Right.
But I thought he had his best year in terms of complete year. He's the best way to put it, when he's on the floor now, He's in complete control of what happens. Right. At both ends of the floor.
Absolutely.
Still. And he hasn't shown any signs. He starts
Well, their inability to even function with him off the floor in the series was unbelievable. It's, he went out of the game and it was 12-0. It was 14-0. It was insane.
He takes such great care of his body. He works all summer. Obviously, the sacrifice he puts in to make sure he can play like that is tremendous. And now I think what you might see is the minutes start to diminish a little bit, but I don't think the productivity.
So you think there's more than a couple of years?
I think he's got at least
3 years. Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the thing about Golden State that we don't know that you know?
They like to pass more than they like to shoot. And how many times can you say that about star players in this league? And the chemistry is real. You know, Draymond Green is like the crazy cousin that they deal with.
Now, you love officials. You're always the official protector. Can
this
you ever
a
see a player
been
who
perpetuated by Van Gundy?
And it's true. It is, because I know the same thing, because I've had the same conversations with you. You protect every official. Can you ever remember a player who argued more ridiculously than he does?
No. No. Well, I would say one. Rasheed Wallace.
Okay. Rasheed, and he was out there.
Every
he was
call.
Out there. Yeah.
What Green does is, you know, he'll yell and scream, but he can be very charming.
Right.
So at another point in the game, he'll go up and say, "Hey, I'm sorry, I'm just going at you," and he knows how to kind of make it up and establish a relationship. But he does go too far, and it takes its toll on a team when you have a guy like that around. But he's such a versatile player, one of the most unique players in the game today, that, you know, they let him blow off some steam. He did cost him a championship, though. I mean, and he's aware of that, and he realized that. That's why this year meant more to him, I think, than any other player on that roster.
Kerr must have been going through a lot for it to be in and out of that lineup like that. He must have really been hurting for him to be even out of that lineup at that time of year.
The condition he has is the pain. From what I'm told,
must be excruciating.
People think migraines are bad.
It's that bad.
It's
worse.
Where he can't stand when it hits him. And the problem is, they know what the problem is. They just can't find the exact place to fix it. It's like a needle
Backs
in a haystack.
Backs and spines are tricky.
That's spinal fluid when it starts leaking, and it's such a tiny, tiny little thing to fix, but it's hard to find.
Well, listen, great to have you on. We never get a chance to get you on, so thanks very much. Don't be a stranger. You know, see if you can come back again. You know that.
I'll put
come
that
back,
part of the negotiation.
Maybe Bill White will show up. You know that. You never know.
Congratulations,
Thank
Mike.
You. Good to see you. Mike Breen.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!